很特别是他现在还不在我们当中。好的。
What's so special is that he is, okay, he is here now.
Chris Steiner, 他是我们教会所支持的宣教士之一。
Chris Steiner is one of the missionaries our church supported.
他也是在 Word of Life, 差派在台湾做宣教士。
He was sent by Word of Life, to Taiwan to be a missionary.
借着在台湾建立语言学校来传播福音。
Through building a language school, in Taiwan, then the Word of Life, leveraged that one to preach gospels.
应该很多人都认识他，他不是第一次在我们当中证道。
Many of our people probably already know Chris. This is not the first time he's preaching in our church.
把下面时间交给他。
We'll now give the time to Chris.
It's good to be back.
很高兴又回来和大家在一起。
As I was looking at our pictures in the back, I saw our family picture from 2010.
我在外面在走廊里边看那些照片，我看到我们家全家福在2010年照的全家福。
And if we could, I'm going to switch something in the back. Could we turn on the PowerPoint first? I'm so sorry to switch the order.
能不能现在把那个顺序改一下？能不能把那个 PPT 打开
？I just wanted everyone to have a chance to see our whole family.
我想大家能够有机会看一下我们全家。
And we have some extra pictures in the back if you want the updated picture.
我们有一些更新的全家照片在后面，如果你感兴趣，可以在聚会后拿一张。
I also saw some pictures of our friends in the back, Bobby and Michelle Law.
我在后面也有看到我们。朋友 Bobby 和 Michelle 的照片。
And I remembered, oh yes, before I left Taiwan, they said, please tell everybody hello.
我记得在我们离开台湾之前，他告诉我们大家，把我们的问候和祝福带给大家。
Bobby has been a huge help to establishing our ministry, and he still advises our ministry. So your investment in him is also an investment in us. Thank you so much.
Bobby 在我们的事工里边做了很大的工作，你们在他们身上的那种投资也是大大的祝福了我们。
Okay, there they are. Unfortunately, today my baby's sick, so my wife is staying at the Coe's house with the baby, so she's not here today.
今天我太太在家，我们有一个孩子生病，所以今天她不能参加聚会。
Now I know sometimes it's not easy to have the translated message, so I have an older advertisement we did in Taiwan. It's all in Chinese, so we'd like to show the video.Which explains our ministry a little bit better.
我知道有的时候很难做这种实时的翻译，所以我准备了一个中文的一个宣讲的材料。这样的话，给大家放一下，能够更对我们的事工有所熟悉。
Okay.
Hey.让我来告诉你我在 FYME 学到什么。第一点当然就是英文啦。在 SYME 呢，我们全天候12个小时都在说英文，你的英文怎么能够不进步呢？第二点呢，就是圣经的知识啦。我才发现啊，我有很多很多圣经的知识，我才在 SYME 我才学到，原来是这么一回事呢。所以呢，你应该要来听听看。第三点，我在 SYME 学到的就是人际关系。我们每天都一起工作，每天都一起活动。然后呢，我们跟老师的关系，跟我们跟同学之间的关系呢，都非常越来越紧密，越来越紧密。当 SYME 学完之后呢，我们的人际关系就更扩展了。你还在等什么？我们欢迎你。
你听说过 SYME 吗？它是属于青年事工生命之道的事工之一。我们的诉求对象是年轻人哦。你对未来的计划是什么呢？你想要怎样提升自己呢？在英文能力方面，在领导能力方面，在跟上帝的关系，还有跟人的关系方面吗？SYME 可以帮助你哦。 它是由四个英文字母所代表的哈，它是青年事工英文学校，学生一天12个小时都要讲英文，年龄层是20到35岁之间，课程是2到8个月，我们的学生都需要住校，学习的内容包含了英文的门徒训练跟青年事工。英文是可以跟老外建立良好的关系，有机会出国，看得懂英文资料，那透过老师可以体验美国的文化，也可以为普世拆船做装备。门徒训练可以包括属灵生命的操练，跟神建立良好的关系，跟人建立健康的关系，学习做有智慧的选择，还有寻求神在你生命当中的旨意。青年事工方面包括领袖训练、圣经辅导、演说技巧、小组互动跟讨论式的学习。你在 HYME 学一定很快乐哦，看我们的学生啊，在各方面都非常的快乐的学习。你学习英文一定要很多的练习机会，我们给你这样的一个机会，请看我们的学生在各方面都有很多的练习哦。我们的老师有不同的专业经验，让你更了解异国的文化。我们的老师呢，不仅来教书，更愿意与你做朋友，在周日的时候也可以邀请我们的老师出去玩哦。入学的资格，我们要求亚洲的学生一定至少要高中毕业以上，有心要把英文学好兼过基督徒的生活，申请通过的话而且愿意住校，我们欢迎你。也许呢，你知道有人对 SYME 有兴趣，我们明年第一个学期是在1月18号开学哦，其他的时期啊，你也可以每一个新的学期可以加进来哦。我们竭诚的欢迎你来 SYME。
Well, that's the fastest way I know to introduce our ministry.
这是我所知道的最快的介绍我们事工的一个方法。
My apologies, it was made in 2010 and it's targeting students, but it's still a good way to kind of get an idea of what we're doing.
我向大家抱歉，来的这个短片是在2010年做的，是面向学生的一个短片。但是呢，对于介绍我们的事工来说，还是很有帮助的。
I just want to emphasize just a few quick points about our ministry.
我想这里着重介绍关于我们事工的几个方面。
SYME is a discipleship training school.
SYME 是一个使徒训练的一个学校。
People come there because they want to grow deeper and closer in their relationship with God.
人们大家来到这个学校，他们的目标是要能够与神建立一个更深更亲密的一个关系。
And yet at the same time, it's an intensive English school.
同时呢，它又是一个非常非常强化的一个英文训练的一个学校。
So some people come for A and some people come for B.
有些人呢是来参加使徒训练，有些人是为了提高他们的英文水平。
But it's an amazing opportunity to not only help hot Christians,
这是一个非常非常难得的一个机会，不仅仅可以帮助那些有深深追求的基督徒。
But also to try to warm up and catch on fire those cold Christians.
同时也可以对那些心里很冷漠的基督徒呢，把他们心里边燃上一个希望的火。
And because we take non-Christians in our program, we can literally disciple people into knowing and loving Jesus Christ.
因为我们这个学校也接受非基督徒，所以我们在这个在教学的过程中，也可以向这些非基督徒的朋友们传福音。
There's lots of English schools in the world.
在学校上有很多的英文学校，在世界上有很多的英文学校。
There are several or many discipleship training schools in the world.
在世界上也有很多专门着重于门徒训练的学校。
But there's not too many discipleship training schools that take non-Christians.
但是在世界上并没有很多的那些就是使徒对于门徒训练的学校同时能够接受那些非基督徒。
And I could spend the next 3 hours telling you stories of lives that are being changed every semester.
如果我有时间，我可以花上3个多小时的时间跟你讲，在我的见到这些学生中，他们的生命如何被改变。
Fortunately for you, we won't spend 3 hours.
幸运的是，今天你们不需要在这里坐3个小时。What time do we need to finish?
Okay. So that's just time for one story. No, just kidding.
我们大概有时间就大家分享一个故事。
I want to share with you actually a message. from the Bible today.
我想和大家分享圣经里给我们的一个信息。
You can turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
如果大家能够翻到哥林多前书第十章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, this is a letter from Paul.
在哥林多前书的第十章，这是保罗写的一封书信。
When he wrote the letter, he didn't divide it into chapters and verses.
当年他写这封信的时候，并没有把它分成一章一节。
That happened a long time later.
这些章节的划分是在很久以后才做到的。
So sorry. We're going to look at chapter 10, but actually we need to look a little bit at chapter 9 to understand what Paul's talking about.
我们大家现在主要看那个第十章，但是我要作为背景的话，我可能会从第九章就开始给大家准备一下保罗在这里面跟我们说些什么。
So in chapter 9, Paul's defending his apostleship. He said, I really am an apostle.
在第九章，保罗为自己辩护到他的使徒的身份。
And he says, I'm also your spiritual father.
同时他也说我是你们属灵的父亲。
He even defends his style of giving.
他同时也为自己辩护他的服事的那种方式。
He said, I gave you the gospel without asking for anything back.
他说我向你们传福音，我没有寻求任何的回报。
And then he gives us a couple of quick word pictures.
然后呢，他给我们描述了用文字描述了几个图画。
These word pictures are describing discipline.And self-control.
这些图画向我们表示了那些自己的自身自己的约束和节制。
And he says the athlete is in strict training so that he will not be disqualified for his race.
这里头他讲描述了一幅图画，就是那些运动员为了能够争取到参赛的资格，他们在努力的训练。
He works hard to be prepared for the competition.
他努力的训练，然后每天的在进行非常严格的自己体能的锻炼。
And Paul says, we as Christians, we have a purpose that we need to be working hard for it each and every day.
保罗告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们有一个目标，我们要为这个目标每天努力的做好准备，努力的去工作。
And he warns us, he says, you don't want to be disqualified.
他这里警告我们，就是我们这些基督徒。要努力的去装备自己，以至于不会在这个追求的过程中被取消资格。
And then he illustrates it using examples from the past.
然后呢，他为了进一步的表达这个就是这个 point 这一点的话，他用以前的一些范例来向我们解释。
So today's message is titled "Don't be a careless Christian."
所以今天的讲到的主题呢，就是。不要做一个漫不在乎漫不经心的基督徒。
Let's read the scripture on how to do that, and let's keep it simple. If we can just have it read in Chinese, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 15.
Okay, 一开始我们先来读一下这个经文。为了简单的话，我直接用中文读。哥林多前书第十章一到十五节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得。我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西，并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。这些事都是我们的借鉴，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了两万三千人。也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被孽命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒。并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。我亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要逃避拜偶像的事。 我好像对明白人说的，你们要审查我的话。
Don't be a careless Christian.
不要做一个蛮不在乎的基督徒。
He gives us the example of the people who walked with Moses.
他这里边给我们一些例子，就是当年那些与摩西同行的人。
They walked under the cloud of God.
他们在神的云彩的带领下，一起和摩西行走。
They walked through the waters of the Red Sea.
他们当年从红海中穿过。
They ate the food that God delivered to their doorstep.
他们在当年吃到了神从天上降下的玛纳。
And God was not pleased with them, and they died in the desert.
但神对他们不喜悦，所以他们都在旷野里倒闭了。
We don't want to be careless Christians.
我们不想成为马马虎虎、漫不经心的基督徒。
God doesn't want us to be careless Christians.
神也不愿意让我们成为这样的基督徒。
So how do we avoid being careless?
那么我们来看一下，我们怎么能够避免成为这样的那种蛮不在乎的基督徒呢？
Paul refers to specific examples.
这里边保罗指到一些非常具体的一些例子。
And that tells us being careless is not new.
这里边他告诉我们那种蛮不在乎、马马虎虎的心态并不是新的事情。
The Bible is full of examples that we can learn from.
在圣经里边充满了这样的例子，我们可以从这里边学习借鉴。
What are some characteristics of a careless Christian?
那么这种蛮不在乎的基督徒的特点有哪些呢？
Well, they are cocky and overconfident.
首先呢，他们很骄傲自大，过于自信。
They won't admit to their weaknesses.
他们不承认自己的弱点。
They don't think they need help or to be on their guard.
他们不认为他们需要帮助，或者是需要时刻警醒。
And so they repeat the same sins that we read about here that happened in Moses' time.
所以他们一再的重复当年在摩西的时代的时候那些人所犯的罪。
First, a careless Christian does not wait on God.
第一点，那些蛮不在乎的基督徒呢，不愿意等待神。
And Moses, in the story that it's referring to, Moses walks up onto the mountain to talk with God.
在我们经上记的那些事件里边，告诉我们摩西上到了高山与神去对话。
And he's gone for a really long time.
他走了很长时间。
The people, they become anxious. They start to worry.
那么这些人就开始变得很焦急，就开始有点变得很焦虑。
So they want a plan. They want a way to fix this thing that they're worried about. Moses is gone.
他想摩西已经不在，那么我们需要一个办法，需要一个解决的一个计划，一个办法来解决这件事情。
So they can't wait, and they say, "Aaron, fix this."
他说他们实在是等不及了，就说亚伦，赶快帮我们解决这件事情。
So Aaron takes their gold and makes a golden calf and says, "It appeared out of the fire."
所以亚伦把那个所有这些会众他把他们那些金的首饰收集在一起，然后呢在火里边做了一个金牛犊，他告诉大家说这个金牛犊就从火中就突然显现出来。
Did the people really think that the calf appeared out of the fire?
这些会众们，你们真认为他们当时认为，有没有想过这些金牛犊真的就从火中出现了吗？
I don't know, but they couldn't wait on God, so they just took the answer that was in front of them.
但是我不知道这个答案，但是他们当时不等待神，而是说急于的就接受了这个当时的这个答案。
You know, the careless Christian today is no different.
那么蛮不在乎、漫不经心的基督徒今天也和这个没什么两样。
When they have a problem or a worry or something that they want fixed, they want it fixed right now.
当他们遇到了困难、遇到挑战。他们就开始焦虑，开始担心，然后他们要马上就解决这个问题。
They start looking for a plan or a person or a system. They want it fixed right away.
所以他们就开始去寻找有没有一个很好的一个计划，有个系统，或者有一个某一个人能够帮我把这个问题马上就解决掉。
Those of you who've been following the Lord for a while, you know that half of being a Christian is waiting on the Lord.
我们这里边曾经我们这些跟随主有一段时间的基督徒都知道，有一半的在跟随神的过程中，有一半的时间是在等待。
The other half of being a Christian is letting the Lord work things out in His own way.
另一半呢，就是说要看待神，看神在用他自己的方式在我们生命中做工。
The Israelites wouldn't wait, and so they accept a golden calf as their god.
当年的以色列人不愿意等待，所以他们接受了这个金牛犊作为他们解决他们问题的答案。
Faith will make us wait.
信心能够让我们等待。
The Bible tells us that faith is more precious than gold.
圣经告诉我们，信心比金金还更珍贵。
Scripture says that faith moves mountains.
圣经也告诉我们，凭着信心，山可以移动。
Hebrews 11 says, without faith, we can't please God.
圣经也告诉我们，没有信心，我们无法取悦神。
And then if you read all the stories in Hebrews 11, all those people, they had to wait and wait and wait for God to finish his promises.
如果你读这个在希伯来书第十一章，这里边充满了那些例子，告诉我们那些信徒充满了信心，他们在耐心等待神，然后等待神的应许能够结果子。
The careless Christian cannot wait on God to fulfill his promise and to give him the reward that faith brings.
满不在乎的基督徒没有过不愿意等待神来接受神给他的应许 和他的将来的报偿。
God wants us to need Him, not need a plan or a person to fix our problems.
神希望我们基督徒说我需要神，而不是说我需要一个计划，我需要一个答案来解决我们的问题。
Number two, careless Christians are seduced by the evil practices of the world.
第二点呢，就是说这些漫不经心的基督徒在被当今这些世界，我们世界周围这些恶行来引诱。
And the first example is actually about idols.
第一呢，就是偶像的崇拜。
The Bible is very clear that God has a big problem with people worshiping idols.
圣经里边讲得很清楚，神是一个忌邪的神，他很恨恶我们崇拜偶像。
He can't stand it, and he won't put up with people worshiping a false god instead of him.
他无法忍耐，他不可能去忍受他的子民去拜偶像。
So there's that warning. Don't put yourself in a position where you could worship an idol.
所以我们一个警醒就是说，不要把自己放到那个危险的境地，就是说我们去向偶像做崇拜。
And the next example talks about Israel was worshiping idols, and it was actually connected to sexual misconduct.
第二个例子就讲到当年的以色列人在拜偶像呢，是直接和淫乱相关的。
So you know.All of our TV and all of our media and movies, it's always lifting up sexual misconduct.
我们知道今天我们的媒体里边，我们的电视、电影或各种的一些那种大众媒体里边，都是在高举这种不当的性行为和这种淫乱的这种广告。
It's like they're trying to make something that's wrong normal.
好像是在这里边，他们的主要目的是把那些本来不对的事情。要把它立正扶正作为这对当成这对的事情。
So I just want to be clear, the Bible says anytime that there's sex before marriage or after you're married with somebody you're not married to, that's sexual misconduct, that's wrong.
这里边圣经里边非常清楚地告诉我们在结婚之前有的性行为或者是在结婚之后不是和你的性配偶的性行为都是很错误的。
And the Bible also is very clear that homosexuality is sexual misconduct.
圣经也非常清楚地告诉我们，同性恋也是一种不当的性行为。
So I'm saying misconduct, that's a big word, but God would say it's sin.
这里边我们谈到淫乱是一个非常非常严重的罪，圣经告诉我们这是一个非常深非常非常大的一个罪。
It's wrong.
这是错的。
It will hurt you.
这会深深的伤害你。
It will hurt the other person that you're involved with.
也会深深的伤害那个你和他在一起的那一个人。
It hurts the people around you.
同时会深深的伤害在你周围的这些人。
And it hurts your relationship with God, your Father.
而这里边更严重的是，它会伤害你和神之间的关系。
When we are sexually immoral, we are daring God to act.
当我们在有不道德的性行为、行淫乱的时候，我们在激怒上帝，挑战他采取行动。
Every generation, the teenagers think they've discovered sex.
每一代人, 这些青年人, 都觉得他们突然发现了性。
They want to explore and find out all about it.
然后他们就开始自己进行探索, 然后能够发现就是关于这个性的所有的信息。
And usually they find ways to misuse it and to hurt themselves.
在很多时候呢, 他们发现各种各样的办法来滥用。
But God made it.
但是性是神所造的。
The Bible tells us the guidelines to keep us safe and to keep us healthy.
神告诉我们这些规范, 告诉我们如何是有非常安全, 是神祝福的性生活, 然后让我们健康。
And God tells us it's very important to Him how we use it.
神, 圣经也告诉我们这件事情对神有多么的重要。
So the story that he's talking about, the Moabites noticed that the tribe next door, the women, were very attractive.
圣经告诉我们当年的以色列人, 当他们进到摩押地的时候, 忽然注视到他们旁边那些部落里的摩押女子们都很漂亮。
And the ladies, they had some big parties and they invited the Israelite men over.
这些摩押女子呢, 说他们要举行一个很大的宴乐的那些, 那些, party, 然后他请这些以色列的人参加, 以色列的男人参加。
So the Israelite men and the Moabite ladies got together.
我们大家可以想象这些以色列的, 男人和这些, 摩押女子混在了一起。
And this was a problem.
这就产生了很大的一个问题。
It broke the laws of the Israelite nation.
这个很大的就是说, 违反了当年神对这个以色列这个民族所设定的这些律法。
It broke the guidelines that God had for marriage.
他也违反了当年神对婚姻所设定的那些规范。
And in this story, it actually led directly to idol worship.
这里边故事告诉我们, 这个行为直接的是和偶像崇拜相关。
I just want to say this very clearly. You need to get this. If you didn't get it before, you need to get it today.
我这里想跟大家很清楚, 如果是说你以前没有明白这一点, 这现在你要搞清楚。
Sexual immorality, it severs, it cuts the connection between myself and God.
淫乱把我们和神之间的关系, 重重地从中间剪断, 像剪刀一样从中间割断。
When you're sexually immoral, you put yourself in great spiritual and physical danger.
当性上有不道德的行为, 就把这些人自己放到了在, 同时在身体上和属灵的生命上面, 都遇到了非常大的危险境地。
When people are sexually immoral, they lose their appetite for God.
当有些人他们变成这些,就说是, 有了淫乱的行为之后, 他们对属灵的上面的胃口就完全失去。
And they lose the sensitivity to what God's doing in their life.
同时他们对神在他们生命中所做的事麻木不仁。
And God, He was angry and He said, Moses, take all the men who've been with these people and kill them.
当时神, 我们记得圣经中记载, 神是非常愤怒, 他告诉摩西, 把那些与这些摩押女子有染的这些, 这些人, 都把他们拉出去, 都杀掉。
And Moses is crying, and the people are crying. They're going to kill these people who've broken the law.
当时, 摩西在就是痛哭流涕, 整个的以色列民都在神面前的悲哀哭泣, 说, 他要, 神要杀这些违反这些, 这些法律的这些人。
And at that moment, a man walks right by Moses with his Moabite girl and takes her to his tent.
正在那个时候, 我们记得在, 民数记中记载, 有一个人在这种整个的以色列民在哭泣, 在悔改这个过程中, 他带了他的这个摩押的女朋友, 然后大摇大摆地在会众面前走过, 到他的帐篷里去。
God had already declared his punishment and he was not sensitive to what was going to happen.
神已经向大家, 向全民宣告了 他对这件事情的惩罚, 但是他麻木不仁, 他并不当回事。
And he was so attached to it that he couldn't give it up, and then they were killed.
他深陷在自己的罪中, 他无法自拔, 然后就被杀掉。
So I just need to cut this point short and say that point number two was, where'd it go? Careless Christians are seduced by the evil practices of the world around us.
所以我们回到这个第二点的主题，就是我们有些如果心里边没有警醒，这些漫不经心的基督徒，常常被围绕在我们世界周围的一些恶行所引诱。
I'm going to give our third point very quickly. A careless Christian tests God and grumbles.
另外一点就是说，漫不经心的基督徒经常是去试炼神。
The Israelites had just been made free. They had just been made rich. They had just become a nation, and they were walking with God.
我们回想当年的以色列人，刚刚是从埃及被带出来，他们突然变得很富有，突然间的有了自己的自由，而突然间成了一个自己的一个国家。他们被神所带领，走出了埃及地。
And what they were talking about was, boy, I sure miss the cucumbers and salad greens in Egypt.
但我们记得在圣经里面告诉我们他们在谈什么。他说，哇，我真是想念当年在埃及所吃到那些新鲜的黄瓜和绿色蔬菜的一些沙拉。
Do you remember the fresh bread we had in Egypt?
你记不记得当年我们在埃及的时候吃那新鲜烤出来的面包？
Did they really say that?
就他真的说的那些话了，这些人。
Numbers 21:5, they spoke against God and against Moses and said, Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food that you've given us.
在圣经民数记21:5这样记载到，以色列民的就埋怨神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野里呢？这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶着淡薄的食物。
Nobody complains like the Jewish people complain.
我们大家可能谁也比不上，在抱怨这方面谁也比不上当年的犹太人的抱怨。
Except for maybe the people in the church.
这里的唯一的例外可能就是我们在教会里的这些人。
The service ends.
当我们的主日崇拜结束之后。
And we walk out the door and we say, Oh, those, I sure miss those old songs.
Oh, 当我们从那个主日崇拜出去之后，大家就开始说，嘿，今天怎么把我们以前听过那个那么好听的歌都把它忘记了。
Oh, did you hear the mistake the pastor made today?
你看看那些在今天在这些主日崇拜里边有这样的错误。
Have you heard what Elder so-and-so wants to do now?
你看看那些在那些你听不听到他们在要做的那些事情呢
？Or we talk about things outside the church.
然后我们会讨论一些关于和教会无关的一些事情。
The new coach, how bad he is.
看我们那些运动队，看我们那个教练有多糟糕。
And I guess this is a bad week to bring up politics.
也许这星期大概不是一个很恰当的时间把政治的事情带上来。
Have you read Facebook lately?
你有没有最近上脸书上看一看有些什么的一些信息？
Are those Christians complaining on Facebook?
有没有注意到有一些基督徒也在脸书上面大家的抱怨？
I need to cut this short. God doesn't like it when we complain.
这里边我想把这信息很经典的总结到，神不喜欢我们抱怨。
God wants us to be lifting others up.
神希望我们能够把别人建造起来，互相带到。
Sorry, encouraging others.
鼓励大家，互相鼓励。
Pointing people to Christ.
把人带向神。
And we have a gospel to give and a message of hope, and then we spend all day complaining about little stuff.
我们有美好的福音的信息，我们需要传讲福音。我们没有做这些事情，相反，我们在每天花时间在抱怨。
We don't want to be we don't want to be careless Christians.
我们不想做这样漫不经心的基督徒。
These are examples for us.
这些是圣经里边给我们的例子，来提醒我们。
These are my struggles.
这些也是我每天的挣扎。
I think they may be your struggles.
也许这些也是你们每天所面对的挣扎。
Let's not be careless Christians.
让我们能够每天警醒，不做那种马马虎虎、漫不经心的基督徒。
Lord, we want to confess that we are careless Christians.
神，我们今天向你承认，我们有的时候真是漫不经心的基督徒。
We do complain.
我们经常抱怨。
We do ask, where is God right now?
我们经常会问，神在哪里？神在这个时候，神在哪里？
We're tempted by all the sexuality around us.
我们被围绕着我们周围的这些淫乱所引诱。
Lord, we don't want to be that way.
神，我们不愿意这样。
Help us this week.
请你帮助我们。
When we start to complain or be tempted, just remind us that's not how you want us to be.
当我们开始抱怨，当我们开始被引诱，请你提醒我们，这不是你所立定我们所要的。
Draw us closer to you this week, Lord.
让我们以耶稣的模样。
In your name we pray. Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Yeah, we thank you, Chris, for his sermon today on not becoming a careless Christian.
我们谢谢今天Chris 牧师给我们的信息，要提醒我们不要做漫不经心的基督徒。
我觉得这个信息是对我们真的是一个对我们很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder to all of us.
我觉得我们每个人跟圣经中的以色列人也很一样，也是个很容易健忘的一个人。
Sometimes we are like the people in the world. We are very easy to forget.
信主一段时间以后，我们有的时候慢慢，当我们再回想起我们的救恩的时候，我们也觉得心里没有那么多感动了。
After a while, after we believe in accepted the salvation for a while, when we reflect on the days when we were just saved, we no longer have the desire, the fervor we had before.
我们的行为慢慢慢也又回到了我们过去的生命当中生活当中。
Our behavior tend to slide back to where we were before we were saved.
所以我觉得今天的这个讲道真的是提醒我们真的能够借着我们每天的灵修我们的祷告或者也借着像我们今天这样的圣餐真的是我们能够不断的能够让我们自己能够跟主一个越来越亲密的关系。
The sermon today reminded us that through our daily devotion and the communion with God, we are reminded to walk with God and to examine our hearts.
真的是让我们每天真的心意更新而变化，不断的心意更新而变化。
And this will enable us to refresh our minds and hearts each day, and so we can live the new life.
因为这样，我们真的是能像罗马书里说的，能够查验何为。神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意对我们来说
When we do this we'll be like what Romans told us so we can be purified we can be acceptable to God
So we thank you Chris for his sermon
我们非常谢谢 Chris 牧师对我们今天带来的信息
我们现在是欢迎新朋友的时间
Now we want to welcome new friends that come to visit to us
如果你今天是第一次参加我们的聚会我们真的希望我们来认识你能从你座位上起立我们来认识你一下
If this is your first time joining our service today we invite you to stand up we want to meet with you we want to know you
我们欢迎你好 我们的招待会有一些资料你们填写一下
Our usher will give you some information so we can keep the information to keep contact with you.
我们这里还有几个报告事项。
We have a few announcements today.
第二报告事项是我们今天还是会有关于牧师提名委员会的选举和投票和关于不是牧师是是BOT 的那个BOT 的投票和和那个Deacon Denomination 的Nomination 的这个投票。
The first and two second items are for the nomination ballot process. We are still vote for the DLT nomination committee and the coworker committee. Nomination committee.
所以如果上个星期有的弟兄姐妹还没有机会投票的话，希望今天能够。对，到结束以后。